Drive time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. New year, seize the moment. Talk to a financial broker today about a Zurich pension.
Have emerged today in the Irish Independent about the will left by Alan Haugh with an estate valued at more than €400,000. In 2016, Haugh murdered his wife Clodagh and his three young sons at their home near Ballyjames Duff in County Cavan before killing himself. Kevin Doyle of the Irish Independent joins me now on the line. Kevin, you're very welcome to the programme. And I doubt if anybody will forget this shocking case. But just briefly remind us, if you don't mind, of the circumstances of the murders of Clodagh Haugh and her sons, Liam, Niall and Ryan.
Yeah, Cormac, it was a story in August 2016 which shocked the entire country, really. Alan Haugh, a respected vice principal of a primary school, killed his wife, Clodagh, who was 39. The children were aged 13, 9 and just 6. And afterwards, he took his own life as well. There was a number of knives and an axe used in the attack. It was particularly gruesome. And I suppose it has led to now, 4.5 years later, that the story for the families continues, because there is all sorts of legal implications from what happened back then.
Yeah. You're talking about the documents that have been lodged with the probate office revealing the details of the estate left by Alan Haugh. Is it right?
That's right. So there's a number of sets of documents that were lodged, and it's an unusually long time. It normally wouldn't take 4.5 years for this to happen, but there has been a lot of legal wranglings behind the scenes. But I suppose the key ones in terms of figures, what they show us is that he had total value of the estate was 428,000, almost €429,000. But after you take out any debts that he might have had and things like funeral expenses, Alan Haugh, when he died, was essentially worth €284,000. So there was quite a sum of money and value there. That has devolved to the Haugh family, to his parents. But he did actually have a will which was made a decade before that, Cormac, back in 2006. Mm-hmm. And it had actually outlined what he would want to happen to his estate in a number of scenarios, but it hadn't allowed for this scenario where himself, his wife and his children had all died. But that had originally given that all his assets would automatically go to his wife, Clodagh. And if she was to happen to die within 30 days of him, it would then move to the children would go into the care of Clodagh's mother, Mary Call, and the money would be used for their maintenance and education. But it hadn't foreseen the scenario that obviously tragically developed in 2016.
So what is the situation now? Who is the beneficiary of the estate of Alan Haugh?
So under the Succession Act, the money actually goes to his parents. Stephen Haugh, his father, is a farmer in County Kilkenny, and he's the administrator of the will. So effectively, he oversees what happens to it now. And Clodagh's family have no say over this. And that is something that they take issue with, because it's something that we've seen before in the case of Eamon Lillis and Celine Cawley. Eamon Lillis killed his wife, Celine Cawley, but her family were unhappy because joint assets that they both had went to him, even though he was convicted and has served a sentence for manslaughter. In this particular case, the Call family, which is Clodagh's family, say that Alan Haugh transferred around €2,000 from a joint account into one in his own name, which put it beyond their reach, if you like, under the way the law is set up. So there's a number of legal actions going on in the background. Clodagh's mother has taken a case, as has her sister, Jacqueline, personal injury proceedings. That includes things like post-traumatic stress disorder. So while the papers have been lodged in the probate office, I think there will be further legal scenarios with this down the line.
Yeah, it's a really difficult case, Kevin, isn't it? You mentioned previously a couple of minutes ago that there are legal wranglings at the back of this. Now, the Call family have always been steadfast in their belief that the killing of Clodagh and her three children was premeditated. Isn't that right?
That's right. There was an inquest, and one of the things that was said during the inquest was that Alan Haugh had suffered from depression and that had developed into psychosis, which led him to carry out this atrocity. But the Call family have never accepted that. They believe that it was more premeditated, and they say that that from their understanding of many things that were happening around that time, that it wasn't just a spur of the moment or a moment of insanity that actually caused this. And they believe there was more to it. And one of the things they point to is that transfer of money from the joint account into his own name. They believe that Alan Haugh had a lot of demons at the time, and that there was things perhaps that his wife and family didn't know about going on. But, you know, all of that is still being discussed. And there is a Garda review ongoing into how the case was handled. But we've yet to see any results of that. And there's no exact timeline for when that's going to conclude.
OK, well, Kevin Doyle of the Irish Independent, thank you very much indeed for that.